Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere present and fillest all things, the treasure, good things, and giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us of every impurity, and save our souls, O good one. Glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Glory to God in the highest heaven, on earth peace, goodwill towards men. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
It is time for the Lord to act. Bless, Master.
Blessed is our God always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord God remember thee in his kingdom.
Remember
always,
me,
now and ever,
Master.
And unto ages of ages. Amen.
Amen.
Bless, Master. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Metropolitan Tikhon and for our Archbishop Benjamin, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the
Lord.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. For the city, every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for seasonable weather, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow in anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, O his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, O his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Blessed art thou, O Lord.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remember the most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
Sons of men, in whom there is no salvation, When his breath departs, he returns to his earth. On that very day his plans perish. Happy is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps his faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he will bring to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, to all generations. Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Only begotten Son and immortal Word of God, who for our salvation didst fill the incarnate of the Holy Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, who without change didst become man and was crucified. O Christ our God, trampling down death by death, who art one of the Holy Trinity, glorified with the Father and the Holy Spirit.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in all their life unto Christ our Lord.
For thou art a good God, lovest mankind, and to thee do we send the glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
Remember us, O Lord, when thou come thy kingdom. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor.
From paradise didst thou drive our forefather Adam, who had broken thy commandments, O Christ. But, O compassionate one, thou didst cause to dwell therein the thief who confessed thee on the cross, crying out, Remember me, O Savior, in thy kingdom.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
With the curse of death didst thou condemn us who had sinned, O Lord, bestower of life. Yet having suffered in thy flesh, O sinless Master, thou hast granted life unto mortals who cry out, Remember us also in thy kingdom.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
In rising from the dead, thou hast raised us up from the passions with thyself through thy resurrection, O Lord, and all the power of death hast thou destroyed, O Savior. Wherefore, with faith, we cry out to thee, Remember us also in thy kingdom.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
O thou who as God grantest life, by thy 3 days in the tomb, thou dost raise up with thyself the dead in Hades, and as one who is good, thou hast poured forth incorruption upon all of us who with faith ever cry out, Remember us also in thy kingdom. When thy head was severed from thy body, O Akepsimus, thou didst by faith join thy soul to Christ inseparably, ever enlightening by rays of heavenly light.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Beaten unmercifully with staves, thou didst rejoice, possessed of a staff of power, the cross and boast of the Lord, O passion bearer, Athalus, divinely wise and most rich.
Let's master the holy entrance.
Though the vessel of thy body was broken by sufferings, O great martyr George, thou didst manfully destroy all the evil machinations of the enemy, O most blessed George. O Mother of God, thou wast a holy temple for him who resteth in the saints. Wherefore, sanctify us who hymn thee with faith, O ever Virgin.
Wisdom aright, let us attend.
O God, let us worship and fall down. Save us who sing to thee. Alleluia, alleluia, become the firstborn of the dead.
Souls and bodies.
He
and enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercession of the Holy Spirit, for the forgiveness of the world, and well pleased.
Salvation and the mass is the mystery which is from eternity. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You were pillars of the church, of servants of godliness,
and you are called the crown worshippers of fire. Much afflicted hierarch, Ecclesiastes, Joseph the presbyter, and Alphaeus the deacon. Praise you, Christ our God, to grant us his grace.
Protection and speedy help.
blood of Christ, that we who sing thy praises may be delivered from the snares of the enemy and from every peril and adversary, that we may cry, rejoice, O martyr George.
Not ever,
and unto ages of ages, amen. Queen of
the heavenly host, defender of our souls, we, thy servants, offer thee songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from danger, hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kinds, that we may cry to thee, rejoice, O unwedded bride.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Peace be unto all.
For holy art thou.
For holy art thou, O our God, who restest upon the saints, and unto thee do we send up glory. To the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O Lord, save the pious, and hear us, and unto ages of ages. Attend.
Peace be unto all.
Wisdom.
Sing praises to our God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Holy Epistle of Paul to the Galatians.
Let us attend. Bless Master
of the Son. Brethren, I have come to you that the gospel was preached by me is not from men, nor did I receive it from men, nor did I learn it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former conduct in the religion of the Jews, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. As I advanced in the religion of the Jews beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, only by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him for 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except for James, the brother of the Lord.
Peace be unto thee who leads with us.
Wisdom.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia.
In the Lord I place my hope, let me not be put to shame.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.
Be thou a God of protection for me, a house of refuge in order to save me.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Illumine our hearts, O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, Christ our God, and unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thy Father, who is without beginning, and then all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Amen.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, and laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us attend. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to thy spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us attend.
At that time there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out of me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not." But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." When he came into the house, he permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, and the father and mother of the girl. Now all wept and mourned for her, but he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but is sleeping." And they ridiculed him, knowing that she was dead, but he put them all outside, took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened.
Peace be unto thee,
to thy spirit.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
Today we have a delightful and unique double miracle.
Who did?
The story that we read today, the healing of Jairus' daughter, appears in all three of the synoptic gospels. And in each of them, there's this curious interruption of the miracle as a woman in the crowd reaches out and touches Christ. In fact, St. Mark says these words: "She had heard reports of him and came up behind him in a crowd and touched his garment, for she said, 'Even if I touch his garments, I will be made well.'" In many ways, we could say this is the reason for the incarnation. This is the reason Christ comes from the side of the right hand of his Father down to live with us, so that we can reach out and touch him, and so that he in his turn can reach down and touch us. Throughout his ministry, people tried to touch Christ. This poor woman in today's gospel is in an awful predicament. She's bleeding. Now, what that means is she probably needs a hysterectomy. If that were to happen in today's world, it's a traumatic procedure. But back in the day of Christ, there was no hysterectomies. There were no hysterectomies. And an individual such as this woman suffered greatly because of the blood code that was found in the law.
a person, you know, the Jews regarded blood as being sacred. But blood also defiled you. Men were prohibited from taking another man's blood, meaning you can't kill another person. This is one thing that comes to attention with the Jehovah Witnesses, because occasionally you hear of a child requiring a blood transfusion and the parents are caught in this horrible quandary because their faith tells them one thing, mainly not to take another man's blood, and yet they want the child to live. And so there's that pulling that they experience when such things happen. Blood was offered on the altar. And if you touched blood, you had to undergo purification. The Jews were required to have kosher meat. That's meat with the blood drained out of it. Because again, the blood pollutes. And the account of the Good Samaritan, we find that the priest and the Levite go around the wounded man. Now, it's not because they're evil or mean. It's because the man is coming down from Jerusalem. They're on their way up to Jerusalem. And if they stop to help him, they might get blood on their hands, and then they can't enter the temple. And so that the importance of blood is manifested in all these things. Pious Pharisees would avoid going to the marketplace because they might brush against somebody who is impure, or they might brush against a woman, such as the one mentioned in today's gospel. Well, because of her situation, this woman is an outcast. And as an outcast, she represents all those who are cut off from God. She can't go to the temple to worship. She can't visit friends. No one wants her into their house. She has no place to turn. And so in desperation, she turns to Christ. She hopes for a miracle. Even if I can touch his robes, I'll be healed. Therefore, she reaches out and she touches Christ. And Christ immediately says, "Whoa, wait a minute. Who touched me?" Because he could discern that this woman had touched him with an intention. He says this for her sake, not for his own, because he knew from creation that this woman was going to reach out and touch him in this fashion. And the woman receives her healing because of her faith. Now the good news is this. Christ feels a touch of a woman, even though there are many others around. He's on an urgent mission of mercy. Jairus, the head Pharisee, has a daughter who's dying. And he says, "Please, Master, come. My daughter is on the point of death. Come." And so there's an urgency. There's a real need to hurry. And yet this woman reaches out and dares to touch him. And he has time for her. That's important for us. Christ tells in the Gospels, he says, "If anyone comes to me, I'll not cast them out." To touch Christ, we don't need big amounts of faith to do that. Even a small, tiny grain of faith can move mountains. And so we can reach out and touch Christ. You say, "Well, Father, I don't even have that." Well, you know, even the desire to have greater faith is regarded as is regarded as faith. The fathers encourage us. But Christ is willing to give us the same attention as he gave this woman. He extends the invitation. He says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." That's a big invitation. Come to me. But the question is, okay, that's nice. Sounds good. Reach out and touch Christ. How do we touch him? We can take an icon and certainly touch the icon. But is that what he means? In the church, we're blessed because there are many ways of reaching and touching Christ. The most significant and most important, of course, is Holy Communion. When we partake of the blessed bread and the blessed wine, we in fact are taking the body and blood of Christ. We fast before we come to church because that way we digest the elements. His body becomes part of our body. His blood enters our bloodstream so that we in effect become holy. We're touched by him in a very significant way. But perhaps the most important way that we have, nothing's more important than Holy Communion, but perhaps the way that's most available to us is prayer. In prayer, we reach out and we truly touch Christ. If you tried to give a phone call to a world leader, if you wanted to speak to Queen Elizabeth, if you had a message for President Trump, my guess is you wouldn't get through. And more than likely, the CIA would open a file on you if they don't already have it. But the Creator of heaven and earth is always willing and eager to hear from us. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
That blows my mind when I say those words. Mm-hmm. He wants to hear from us. He's eager and happy when we reach out and try to touch him in this fashion. As Christ is going through the crowd, he forgets the crowd and treats this individual, this woman, as if she is the only one in the world. Sadly, even though prayer can be relatively easy, it's also the hardest spiritual discipline we have. This is the one thing that Satan hates above all others. And therefore he comes to us with all those distractions. He comes to us with all those reasons why, oh, you just can't pray now. Oh, you're too tired. You should go to bed. God doesn't want you to mumble and jumble your words. Go to bed. Go to sleep. If the phone rings at that moment, you can carry on a lively conversation for half an hour. Or if your wife says, wow, I just heard something on the news. It's really significant. You can go and give it your full attention. But when it comes to God, it's, oh, my heavens, he'll understand. Prayer is the one activity that Satan hates above all others. And so he's going to do his best to prevent us from praying. I've been told many things as a priest. I've been told, Father, it's too hard. Or I've been told, oh, Father, I pray all the time. I find it easier to identify with the first statement than with the second. The fathers encourage us. They say, yes, we must pray continuously. We must pray without stopping. However, they also encourage set time for prayer. They say a set time and a set place so that when we move to that corner where the icons are, somehow we're already in the process of doing our prayers. Now, there are two systems of prayer in the Orthodox Church, two great approaches to prayer. The Russians love their prayer book. And so the Slavic practice generally seems to be the prayer book. And you have your evening prayers, your morning prayers. The Russians were much more formalized in their approach to faith than the Greeks were. The Greeks, by contrast, and the Mediterranean Christians customarily use the prayer rope, on which they are something like this, and they do their Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Here in America, we're blessed because we're party of both traditions. And we can reach out and use both in our attempt to touch Christ. The fathers caution us, and they say that in order to pray well, we need to be watchful, because our ability to pray will always be in proportion to what we've seen in the course of the day, what we've seen, the conversations we've had, what programs we've looked at on the computer, what words we've said, what jokes we've listened to. All of that will affect the prayer in the evening. One of the most beautiful prayers we have in the church, to my mind, is found in one of the little litanies of the pre-sanctified liturgy. And it says, "Let our eyes abstain from every evil sight, our hearing be inaccessible to idle words, and our tongues purged of unseemly speech. Purify our lips with which we praise you. Make our hands refrain from base deeds, and work only what is well-pleasing to you." It's almost as if that prayer is preparing us for good prayer when we meet God in the solitude of our single prayers. Elder Ephrem of St. Anthony's in Arizona says, "Even when there's the slightest thing in our soul against our brother, then our prayer cannot progress." In other words, if we have any sense of judgment of our brother in our soul, then we sort of nullify our prayer. And so we must be willing to forgive. Forgive those insults, whether they're deliberate or accidental. To forgive those times someone has stepped on our foot, our toes. To forgive those who may have inadvertently spoken against us. We must forgive if we want to reach God with our prayers and touch Him. And you know, if we know of our sins, but are afraid or refuse to repent, then that's another obstacle to our prayer. Because both James and Peter, in their letters, quote from Proverbs 3, and they say, "God resists the proud." God resists the proud. And so if we have our sins and we say, "I'm not, I can't confess that. He doesn't mind. It's my own business. I'll do whatever I want." Then our prayer is a waste of time. God knows us inside out. We can never have secrets from Him. And yet another one of those great mysteries is, even though He knows us, even though He knew what we were going to be like on the day of creation, He still loves us. We may not love ourselves, but God loves us. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that marvelous? You know, there was a terrible, terrible thing that happened in Canada. The Canadian Parliament was debating a homosexual bill granting freedoms and rights to the homosexual community, and a busload of Christians from America somewhere, down south I believe, came up to Ottawa and began parading in front of the Parliament buildings with signs that said, "God hates fags." And that was so disgusting. God doesn't hate fags. God loves us. If we in our imperfection can love those members of our family who don't live up to the fullness of the gospel, if we can do that, then God, who's perfect, certainly has greater power and greater ability to do that. And He chooses to do so. And He invites all people to come and touch Him. Many people have been able to touch God and have found God touching them through the pages of Holy Scripture. My favorite story is that of Metropolitan Anthony Bloom. I think Most of you know who Metropolitan Anthony is. 30 years ago, 30? My heavens. He used to write a number of books on prayer and how we should approach prayer and how we can do prayer. But he told his own story. He said that he grew up in a Russian family, and yes, he had been baptized, but no, he didn't bother going to church. You know, sometimes the people who escaped from the Russian Revolution or the Greek Civil Wars did not raise their families in a pious way. He said his parents were somewhat indifferent to the church, and that was his attitude. Until he said he met a good friend, and this friend gave him a challenge. He said, "I challenge you to read the Gospel of Mark." Now, why Mark? Mark is the shortest of the four Gospel accounts. And so, Metropolitan Anthony said, he was willing to take the challenge. He said, "I was only halfway through the Gospel when suddenly," he said, "something happened." He said, "I as if Christ was speaking directly to my heart, as if he was touching me." And many other people have had similar experiences. Oh, days or years ago, I'm showing you how old I am now, Gideons used to put Bibles in every motel room across America. And many people in desperation picked those books up and read them. Now I think it's no longer considered politically correct for hotels to do that. They'd probably be sued by whatever group it is who insist you put my religious book there as well. Back in the day, they used to put Gideon Bibles, and many people in desperate moments read, received encouragement, and turned to Christ. How beautiful that is. So these are ways that we can touch Christ. But there's another extremely important way. What is a great symbol of our faith? I'm giving you a hint. The cross. The cross. Now look. We honor the cross because this was the instrument of our Lord's glorification. This was the way he chose to die for us. And so there's a historical importance to the cross. But the cross is also composed of two beams. Okay. Those of the Slavic background have one, two, three, four beams. But basically, it's two beams. There's the vertical and the horizontal. If we want to touch Christ, then it's not just enough to go and pray. We have to consider our neighbor, because our neighbor is made in the image and likeness of Christ. And therefore, how important it is that we have compassion and love and care for our neighbor. How important it is that we forgive our neighbor. How important it is that we are charitable to our neighbor. I must tell you, I lived in Canada most of my life. And in Canada, we don't have many homeless, at least not in the parts of the country I lived in. They all try to get to the West Coast where the weather is milder. But here in Portland, my heavens, if you drive through the right parts of town, you'll find panhandlers on many, many street corners in a row. Individuals who are desperate. And it's so easy to somehow say, "No, no, 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 too much, too much. You know, I have to keep going in traffic. The guy behind me will be upset." These are people who need help. I don't know why they're there. I don't know what sins they've committed, drinking, drugs, whatever. But they're individuals who are desperate. You don't beg on the side of the road unless you have some desperation in your life. And there's an opportunity for us to give. Christ says, "And as much as you've given food to one of these, the least of my brethren, you've given it to me. Mm-hmm. What an easy way to reach out and touch Christ. And imagine, he accounts if it's done to him. It's an easy way for us to somehow, we know works don't get you to heaven, sure, but they're taken into account. How easy for us to touch Christ in a special way. Maybe we don't have much money. Well, even a dollar will help a person. Maybe we say, I don't have money to give to charities. Believe me, with the loneliness and isolation that we've manufactured in America, there's always someone out there, even a member of the parish, who would love a phone call, something to help them pass their time, an encouraging word, maybe even an email. There are many inventive ways we can use to reach out and touch without expending large amounts of money. In fact, in many ways, those are the most important. Do we need healing? Do we sense an absence of Christ in our life? Are we separated from God and his church? Do we want a closer walk with Christ? Then reach out and touch God with faith and love. Imitate this woman. And as he responded to her touch, so he respond to us. As he wasn't too busy for her, so he won't never be too busy for us. St. Paul tells us in Corinthians, he says, now is the acceptable time of salvation. We can't say anything about tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen then. But today, now is an opportunity for us to reach out and touch Christ through communion, through prayer, through acts of good works, in order to have Christ touch us in return. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say. O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy. Again we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop Benjamin, for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere. Again we pray for the blessed and ever memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever memorable founders of this holy house, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, Anthony and Nona, and for all the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God who lovest mankind, and unto thee do we send up glory.
To the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Amen.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens. Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens. Let us, the faithful, again and again in peace pray unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom. Paci et paci mirum, Gospoda pomolim sia.
Again and often we fall down before thee and beseech thee, who art good and lovest mankind.
Zastupi spasi pomi voi, socorni nas posia tove iu blagodati iu.
Premudros. Grant them always to worship thee blamelessly with fear and love, and without condemnation to partake of your holy mysteries and to be counted worthy of the heavenly kingdom. None who's bound with the desires and pleasures of the flesh is worthy to approach you, draw near to serve thee, O King of glory. For to minister to thee is great and fearful, even in the heavenly
kingdom. Blessed Master the Censor.
Incense, we offer you, Christ, your blood as a sweet spiritual savior. Receive it on high and send down upon us to return the gift of thine all Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, through thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind, God has become man without change or alteration, and has become our high priest, and as master of all, has committed to us the ministry of his liturgical and bloodless sacrifice. For thou alone, O Lord our God, rulest over those in heaven and on earth, who art born in the throne of the cherubim, who art Lord of the cherubim, and King of the Jews, so alone are holy and rest of the saints. Therefore I entreat you, alone are good and ready to listen. Look down on me, thy sinful and impossible spirit, and send my soul and my heart from an evil conscience, and by the power of thy Holy Spirit, enable me to flow to the grace of the priesthood to stand before this thy holy table, and to perform the sacred mystery of thy holy and most pure body and thy precious blood. For I draw near to thee, and bowing my neck, I implore thee. Do not turn thy face away from me, nor cast me up from amongst thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer these gifts to thee. For thou thyself art he that is offered and that accepts, that is distributed, O Christ the God, and to thee to receive the glory, together with thy Father, who without beginning, and then all holy good and thy faithful spirit, now and ever and ever. Ages and ages. The cherubim and sing the frightful hymn to the life-giving Trinity. Now, Lord, Father, this we pray,
that we may receive the kingdom of all the that we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly, are born by the angelic hosts. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
receive the King of all, who comes invisibly on board by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Forgive me, my brothers in Christ. Forgive me the sin.
God, forgive us all. Please forgive me, chief among sinners.
Forgive me, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Forgive me the sin.
Those for you?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Living, Lawrence, and Anna. That's it.
Beatitude, the most blessed Tikhon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada, His Eminence, the most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in His kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
May the Lord God remember all priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and those in the service of His church in His kingdom. May the Lord God remember the sick and suffering, those who endure persecution and hardship for the sake of Christ and His holy gospel in His kingdom. May the Lord God remember those who departed this life before us in faith and hope of the resurrection in His kingdom. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember you in His kingdom always, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Now with Joseph, when he took down the most pure body from the tree, wrapped it in linens and spices and placed it on the tomb. Tomb of the body, and the hell of the soul in God, and paradise of the thief, and enthroned to the Father and the Holy Spirit. As Thou, O Lord, fulfilling all things Thyself and circumscribed, as giving life more radiant than any royal chamber, has shown forth, O Christ, Thy tomb, the fount of our resurrection. Through good design and Thy good pleasure, reveal the walls of Jerusalem. Then Thou shalt delight in right sacrifices and burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, and bulls shall be offered upon Thy altar.
Hallelujah.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
O Lord Almighty, O Lord, our Holy, accept the sacrifice of praise from those who call upon
For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us offer unto thee gifts and spiritual sacrifices for
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Let our sacrifice may be acceptable unto thee, and that the good spirits of thy grace.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the
Lord.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. And angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our
Be unto all.
Let us love one another that with one mind we may confess.
And the Holy Spirit.
Morning, Christ in our midst. Morning, Christ in our midst. The doors, in wisdom let us attend. In one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, let us attend. that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
Mercy of peace, a sacrifice of grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy Spirit.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is meet and right.
It is meet and right to him thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks to thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same. Thou, thine only begotten Son of the Holy Spirit, thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being, and when we had fallen, raise us up again, and did not cease at all things, until thou hast brought us up to heaven, and hast endowed us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks to thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit. For all things of which we know and of which we know not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. And we thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands, though there stand besides these thousands of archangels and hosts of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft, borne on their pinions, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
holy,
with these blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, holy art thou, and O holy thou, and thine only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and O holy
heaven and earth,
magnificent is thy glory. So love thy world as singeth thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Hosanna,
when he come and have fulfilled all the dispensations for us, and the night in which he is given up for God, he gave himself up for the life of the world.
Blessed
with bread and his holy, most pure and blameless
hands,
and when he had given thanks and blessed and hallowed and broken it, he gave his holy disciples and apostles, saying,
Hosanna.
Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, drink of it, all of you, this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Remembering the saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection, the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, the second and glorious coming, offering unto thee thine own of thine own, on behalf of all and for all. O Lord, who didst send down the most Holy Spirit upon thine apostles at the third hour, take him not from us, the good one, but renew in us who pray to thee.
Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
O Lord, who didst send down the most Holy Spirit upon thine apostles at the third hour, take him not from us, the good one, but renew him in us who pray to thee.
Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
O Lord, to the third hour, sent down the most Holy Spirit upon the apostles of the third hour. Take him not from us, the good one, but renew him in us who pray to thee. Again, we offer unto thee this rational and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee. Send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered.
Bless, Master, the holy brethren.
And make this bread the precious body of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless, Master, the holy cup.
And that which is in the cup, the precious blood of thy Christ.
Amen. Bless both, Master.
Changing them by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That they may be.
Remembering sinner, Lord.
May the Lord God remember thee in his kingdom always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. That they may be to those who partake, for vigilance of soul, for the remission of sins,
for the communion of the Holy Spirit, for the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, for boldness where it's not, for judgment and condemnation. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, ancestors, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, for the Holy Prophet, Porter, and Baptist John, the Holy Church, and laudable apostles, for Saint Jeffrey, of resurrection to eternal life, especially the Holy Judy, chastity and holiness of life for all civil authorities. Grant them, O Lord, peaceful governance, that we in their tranquility may lead a calm and peaceful life of godliness and sanctity. Among the first, we remember, O Lord.
Okay. So have one of them.
Among the first, remember, O Lord, our Metropolitan Tikhon and our Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy churches in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly to divide the word of thy truth.
And all mankind.
Remember, O Lord, your servants, the bishops John and Paul, the Archbishop John, the Deacon Mark, the Monk Ignatius, Mother Susanna, Mother Barbara, the nun Isothea, Sophia, Gabriel, Alwyn, Chapel, Elisha, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lawrence, and Tessar, Saul, B, Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Maurice, Gus, Travis, George, Gary, Patty, Gary, Carrie, Stefan, Carrie, Joanna, Seth, David, Susie, Steve, Annette, Travis, Tara, Andrea, Clayton, John, Sonia, Maribel, Julie, Bronwyn, Jamelli, Elaine, Andrew, Alana, Patrick, Alex, Hannah, those with child, Miriam, Lucia, Nona, Priscilla, Sarah, Anna, Stacy, Lena, Jessica, and those who departed, Richard, Helen, Howard, Ludmila, Hap, Sam, Lily, David, Zoya, Michael, Natalia, and Scott. And remember, O Lord, this city in which we dwell, in every city and countryside, and those who in faith dwell in them. Remember, O Lord, travelers by sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, captives, and their salvation. Remember, O Lord, those who bring offerings and do good works in thy holy churches, and those who remember the poor, and upon us all send down your rich mercies. And grant that with one mouth and one heart we may glorify and praise your all-honorable, majestic name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and on to ages of ages.
Amen.
And may the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Having remembered all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, receiving them upon his holy, heavenly, and ideal altars of sweet spiritual fragrance, will send down upon us and return his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray.
Lord, unto thee we commend our whole life.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. And angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Having asked for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our God.
And make us worthy, O Master, that with boldness without condemnation we may dare to call upon thee, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Oh, Shemash, be chasing under this head, that's a chiska in your toyet of greedest stars, see a toyet.
Vaša Gospode vi preklonitie. Let us attend.
The holy things are for the holy people of God.
Divine Mass of the Holy Bread.
Divided in the body of the Lamb of God is
divided.
Face in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Let's quote the other three.
Where's it?
Here's this thing. So you're gonna.
Where's the sponge? I need to
the sponge.
Pious deacon John for the remission of his sins and the life of the rest.
Amen.
the precious and most holy body of our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, has imparted unto me the unworthy priest John, for the remission of my sins and the life everlasting.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art Christ,
the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Moreover, I believe that this is truly thine own true body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance. And vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mystery, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a community. For I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give you a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
I draw near unto our mortal King and God, give unto me, Master, the precious and holy blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
The precious and most holy blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ is imparted unto the pious Deacon John for the remission of his sins and unto life everlasting. Amen.
Okay.
Oh,
Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
In view of God and with faith and love, draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who didst come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance. And vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as did Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Hello. A servant of God.
Servant of God.
Who is this?
What's your church name?
Kyrian, of course.
The healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. The handmaid of God. Partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Judah partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Abraham partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Miss Emanuela, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ in the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Out of way. And of God, Eulalia partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. The servant of God, Nicholas, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. The servant of God, Paul, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. The servant of God, Benjamin, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Lucia, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. The servant of God, Andrew, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ into the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Next week.
Handmaid of God, Theophania, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ into the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Elizabeth, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ in the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Catherine, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ in the remission of sins. Amen.
For the remission of his sins unto life everlasting. Amen.
Servant of God, Mr. Chichman.
child of God,
partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and life everlasting. There we go.
For the remission of sins unto life everlasting.
Handmaid of God, Emma, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, under the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. There you go. Handmaid of God, Karina, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, under the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. How are you doing, James? Just blood?
Father Matthew and St. John.
Keep it low. So that Daniel partakes the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen.
The sins unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Of immortal
servant God, Michael partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Unto life everlasting. Amen.
Handmaid of God, Anna, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen.
Unto life everlasting. Amen.
James partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Vera partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Handmaid of God, Sophia, partakes of the precious and holy. There you go. Body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. There you go. For the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Handmaid of God, Olga, partakes of the precious and holy. Body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
The servant of God, Seraphim, awake the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior.
She's hanging in. Servant God, Isaac, partakes of the precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant God, Simeon, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Again?
Try again?
What happened there?
Christine partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Heels come apart. Amen. God, Monica. Hold on, Monica. Sorry. Things coming open there. Partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Bridget partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of
life everlasting.
And life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Nadezhda partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ in the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Sir God, Alex. Abraham partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, John, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, John, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the healing of soul and body. And life everlasting. Amen. And we've got Catherine, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. Bye, Johnny.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his sins. For the remission of his sins unto life everlasting. Amen.
Handmaid of God, Dorothea, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood. There you go. My Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Servant of God, John, partakes of the precious.
Servant of God. David, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins, in life everlasting. Amen. Cornelius. Servant of God Gregory partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins, in life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Matthew partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins, in life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Theophon partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, in life everlasting. Amen. And may God Michaela partake of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, in life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Servant of God Melania partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Basil partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins, and life everlasting. Amen. And may of God Mary Catherine partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, and life everlasting. Amen.
Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever, yea, forever and ever.
Servant of God Innocent partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of sins, and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God Gabriel partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ under the remission of his sins, and life everlasting. Amen. Okay. Do you want to go to the back room, Father? Okay. Thank you.
The handman of God, Arena, partakes of the precious and holy body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hey, Nathanine, why don't you accompany Father Valode back there? Oh, you got it? Okay.
Servant of God, the subdeacon John, partakes of the
precious. Thank you.
I wonder what that means. The servant of God, Isaac.
Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus, the only sinless one. We venerate thy cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify thy holy resurrection. For thou art our God, and we know no other than thee. We call on thy name. Come, all you faithful, let us venerate Christ's holy resurrection. For behold, through the cross, joy is coming to all the world. Let us ever bless the Lord, praising his resurrection, for by enduring the cross for us, he has destroyed death by death. Shine, shine, O New Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown in you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion, be radiant, O pure Theotokos, in the resurrection of your Son. O Christ, great and most holy Pascha, O wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we may more quickly partake of thee in the never-ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by thy precious blood through the prayers of all thy saints.
O God, save thy people and bless thine inheritance.
We have seen the truth. Spirit, we have found the true faith, worshiping the undivided Trinity, who has saved us.
Rise high above the heavens, O Lord, let thy glory be over all the earth. Rise high above the heavens, O Lord, let thy glory be over all the earth. Rise high above the heavens, O Lord, that thy glory be over all the earth. Blessed is our God.
always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Sing of thy glory, for thou hast made us worthy to partake of thy holy, divine, immortal, and life-creating mysteries. Keep us in thy holiness, that all the day we may meditate upon thy righteousness. Hallelujah.
Let us attend, having partaken of the divine, holy, most pure, immortal, heavenly life, creating and awesome mysteries of Christ. Let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another in all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thou art our sanctification, and unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, bless those who bless you, and censure those who trust in you. Save your people, bless inheritance, protect the fullness of your church. Censure those who love you, build your house. Glorify them, return by your divine power. Do not forsake us, hope in you. Bring peace to the world, to the churches, to the priests, and also in public service. Cover that land, that protect the country, the States of America, to the members of this holy temple, and all your people, to every good and perfect news from above, coming down from you. May Father of light give you glory, thanksgiving and worship to the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, now and in the ages of ages.
Be the name of the Lord
from henceforth and forevermore.
Blessed be the name of the Lord from henceforth and forevermore.
Blessed be the name of the Lord
from henceforth and forever.
And the people of the law and the prophets of Christ are done. Let's fulfill the plan of time of salvation. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness always, now and ever, and let us pray for you.
Amen.
My soul be praised, let them be cheer and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my tribulations.
Come unto him and be
The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, Christ God, our hope, glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Father, bless.
May he who rose from the dead, Christ, our true God, have mercy upon us and save us, through the prayers of his most pure mother, of the holy, glorious, and laudable apostles, of the holy martyrs Escapimus, the bishop, Joseph the priest, and Alathos, the deacon of Persia, the dedication of the great martyr George, church of the great martyr George in Lydia, and of the holy Winfred of Holywells in Wales, and of all of the holy John Chrysostom, archbishop of Constantinople, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy upon us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.
Amen. His Beatitude, the Most Blessed Deacon, Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of America, Canada, His Eminence, the Most Reverend Benjamin, Archbishop of San Francisco and the West, the President of the United States of America, all those in authority, the clergy and faithful of this holy temple and all Orthodox Christians, O Lord, preserve them for many years. Christ God, that he may save.